listening to DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prog.
Hey man, I know your name. the bay, they got some crazy DJ. Send you right out to heaven.
Thin Lizzy. Johnny the Fox meets Jimmy the Weed. Four-track demo. Pretty amazing, I'd say. Pretty amazing. Yeah, so you are listening to DJ Ian on thehouseofprog.com. We are doing a Thin Lizzy special today. With tracks from Thin Lizzy's 1976 box set that just came out at the end of October, I think, or something like that. I got mine pretty quickly within the first week, but I didn't open it until this week for some bizarre reason, unbeknownst to anyone but myself. Well, not even me. So the tracks you heard were Johnny the Fox meets Jimmy the Weed, a 7 minute and 22 minute second version of it. Don't Believe a Word, alternate version 2, Borderline Demo, which is basically an acoustic version, Rocky, alternate version 2, Johnny Instrumental, take 2, and that's the sessions from the Johnny the Fox sessions, which came very quickly after Jailbreak, relatively speaking, because Phil Lynott got hepatitis and had to call it quits on tour. I think they were on tour with Queen at the time. And they had to bail, and so they had to go back into the studio with more tracks, which was good, really. I mean, in hindsight, unfortunately, it was, in not great circumstances, but the benefit now is that we have these two great albums that are very similar, both produced by John Alcock at Rampart Studios, which is owned by Pete Townsend, and John Alcock was the main guy at Rampart Studios. What else have we got? So, interestingly, some of the inside information on some of these tracks is quite valuable for Thin Lizzy fans. That's in the booklet, particularly in the track, something like, what are we talking, Borderline. So the story behind Borderline was that Brian Robertson got involved with the girl in Glasgow who sold cocaine and various drugs. And then they came and she disappeared. And then the guys came looking for money, beat him up a bit. And then, but this was like, you know, the story of Brian Robertson's life, really. And then the band was playing a gig, I think, the next night, and it was all beat up. And anyway, they went down to the Clifton Grange, where Phil Lynott's mum ran the hotel there. And so she sent some of the, what were they called? It's after the chocolate. The Quality Street Gang from Manchester went and sorted them out. And he never heard from them again. So that's what that song Borderline is about. All right, let's get into our next part of the show for the next hour or so. We're going to be going back to a concert recorded the May 11th, 1976 in Cleveland, Ohio. And I'm not sure if this, I guess this was the opening set for the Queen tour. It makes sense. Anyway, we're going to start off with Jailbreak, and then we're going to go into It's Only Money, Emeralds, The Boys Back in Town, Romeo and the Lonely Girl, Warriors, Rosalie, Suicide, Baby Driving Crazy, Me and the Boys, and finish off with a very interesting version of Little Darling. which I've never heard this version of Thin Lizzy do live. Anyway, this is Over to Cleveland, Ohio in 1976.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks very much. We'd like to say it's nice being here. We're going to try and chill with it. Okay, two of us in the band are from Ireland, myself and the drummer. This is a song all about Ireland on our Jailbreak album. It's a number called Emerald.